My guest at this time is Mallory Quigley. She is Communications Director at the Susan B. Anthony List, one of the most prominent pro-life organizations in America. They are also focused many times on electing pro-life women to legislative office and other offices around the country. Right now, they are focused on helping to defund Planned Parenthood, particularly in the wake of these incriminating videos coming out from the Center for Medical Progress. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has scheduled a vote on defunding Planned Parenthood for Monday. And Mallory, thanks very much for being with us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
This issue has come up a number of times before, and ultimately the funding has not been withdrawn from Planned Parenthood. How much different is the narrative this time around as a result of these videos?
It's quite different. If you remember the last time we had a vote in the Senate to defund Planned Parenthood, we only got 42 votes. This time we're hoping to at least get a majority. We're working towards getting 60 votes. But this is the worst PR disaster that Planned Parenthood has ever experienced. That the story has this much oxygen, you know, even 3 weeks later, there's four videos out, there's another six or so to come. I think that this is getting us way farther in the fight to defund Planned Parenthood than we've ever been before, and it's very encouraging to see so many of our pro-life leaders in Congress, particularly Joni Ernst, one of those pro-life women that we helped elect, taking the lead on this.
She's a Republican senator from Iowa who is the sponsor of the Senate legislation. Now, Mallory, what do you think is most compelling about the video that will make more people than in previous attempts support the defunding of Planned Parenthood? Is it a more up-close look at exactly what abortion is? Is it the allegations of trafficking in aborted baby body parts? What exactly do you think is the most compelling part here?
I think that for so many years, pro-lifers have stood outside of abortion facilities many times with graphic images, and now this is a tactic that's controversial even among pro-life advocates. But for the first time, what we're seeing with these videos is the Planned Parenthood abortionists really making that argument themselves in their words and in their actions, to see these top Planned Parenthood officials talking so callously about crushing the bodies of children and using, quote, less crunchy procedures so that they can better harvest the organs. This is really, we've never had the other side be making these arguments themselves about what the brutal nature of abortion really is. So I think that's what's really getting at people. I think also the first video, just the fact that Dr. Nicotola was, you know, eating salad and drinking wine, and it was just had this very cavalier attitude that really caught a lot of people's attention. And now that we're seeing some of the more graphic images come out, people, they want to look away, but they can't, because they are recognizing that this is a life that has been ended. And regardless of whether or not Planned Parenthood is profiting off of these body parts, I think that's something that's going to be determined by the investigations. It's clear that they're killing and taking a life.
We're talking with Mallory Quigley of the Susan B. Anthony List. And Mallory, you mentioned that you're hoping to get a majority of support and maybe 60. 60 is the threshold you actually need to get this passed, right?
That's right.
And so where does that roll call line up right now? How close do you think you are to that 60?
Well, we've been lobbying very hard, swing Republicans and swing Democrats alike. There are three Republicans that are shaky on this issue, and there's a couple of Democrats that we'd really like to win over, people that have voted pro-life in the past. Senator Joe Donnelly from Indiana, for example, when he was in the House the last time that this issue came up, he voted to defund Planned Parenthood. So we haven't gotten a word from him either way how he's going to vote on this, but that's exactly, you know, the type of person that we're lobbying, encouraging people to call their senators ahead of this vote on Monday, because, you know, the people of this country are pro-life. The majority, when it gets down to brass tacks and you're talking about actual legislation, they oppose more abortions than they support. They support these common sense, compassionate limitations, and people don't want to be funding abortion businesses. So I hope that Senator Donnelly in Indiana and a couple of these other guys, you know, Senator Heitkamp, Senator Manchin, Senator Casey, will really take a look at what their constituents expect and inside their own hearts too, and vote the right way on Monday.
Let's look at the numbers here. First of all, if it passes the Senate, do you think there's enough support in the House. It wouldn't even take the entire Republican conference over there. So I'm guessing that's fairly secure if you can get those 60 votes in the Senate.
Right. I mean, if we can, the House really isn't going to be an issue. We have an abundance of riches on the House side. But I think that the missing thing here, really, the ultimate solution to this issue is electing a pro-life president. President Obama is been a longtime ally of Planned Parenthood, and Hillary Clinton, who's got a lot of support on the Democratic side for the upcoming election, her and Planned Parenthood have an incredibly cozy relationship going back decades.
A couple of follow-ups here. The fact that you're talking about electing a pro-life president, right now, obviously, not only would you need 60 votes in the Senate to pass it, you need 67 to override an Obama veto. Is that an admission on your part that you're not confident that you could get 67, much less 60, and actually get the defunding accomplished now?
Planned Parenthood has an absolute stranglehold on the Democratic Party. And I would think that we won't get this done without a pro-life president. We've got to break that dam if we're going to get through.
And so what are you looking for from the presidential candidates and other candidates for Senate and House coming up in this election cycle to determine whether they're going to be allies of yours in the years ahead?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're tracking on our website right now all of the major Republican contenders, all of whom who have come out in support of the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. A couple of these guys, the governors, have signed into law the state version of that bill, including Governor Scott Walker just a couple of weeks ago, Governor Rick Perry. And we're also looking at where these guys stand on defunding of Planned Parenthood. So right now, we've got 14 of the Republican candidates in support of defunding Planned Parenthood and also passing that Pain-Capable bill and advocating for that if they are elected to the White House.
Last question. Have you heard from Senate Republican leaders about when that 5-month abortion ban bill might come to the floor?
Majority Leader McConnell has committed to that vote multiple times. We're expecting it sometime in the fall.
Well, we'll certainly be watching, and obviously a big showdown on Monday in the Senate as well. Mallory, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
Mallory Quigley is Communications Director at the Susan B. Anthony List. They are one of the leading pro-life organizations in the country with a special focus on electing pro-life women to elected office. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.